Seaman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app on a Tuesday. A lot of conversation about last night's Monday night game, and a lot of us looking ahead to college football this weekend with Florida and LSU, which, by the way, you can hear here on 99.3 ESPN. So we got a lot going on. Also, this hour, we've got our Tuesday Red Alert, which is our, I think, our new favorite segment.
Red Alert!
Red Alert!
Yeah!
We've got Master Pete Theater. We've
That's
got Seaman and Shepherd cash grab in an hour, your chance to win $1,000. So we got a lot going on. We do not have a Twin Peaks Twitter poll question up, do we?
No.
I put one. How about, let's with one, do you think the Cleveland Browns will still make the playoffs?
Still make the playoffs?
Well, we'll make the play. A lot of people thought they were a shoo-in.
Yeah, I think we should do that. And then who was the basketball player last night? Morris got tossed for banging the ball on the head of his defender last night. In fact, grazed him with a swing in the elbows the first time around. Then the 2 seconds later, pounded the ball into his head and got tossed out of a preseason game.
Well, that's pounding the ball into his head. No, that's a little bit of an exaggeration.
It was a pretty good pound.
He
watched it in slow
ball. That was right out of the Three Stooges. He went boop,
borderline. It was right between a pound and a.
It wasn't a love tap. I'll tell you that.
It was,
no,
but
it
wasn't.
But
a
there's
pound
a middle
either.
Ground.
I don't think so.
That would not hurt if I did.
I just watched it three times. I don't think so.
Is that Marquise or Marquise?
I get the Morse brothers mixed up. One's like a bad dude.
Because
one was with the Pistons, too, for a while, I think. And then I can't remember.
What was the Celtic?
Yeah, who was the Celtic?
What? Who was the Celtic,
which
Morris?
Which Morse brother did you have? Marquise or?
Marquise.
Marquise.
I don't. Which Morris brother do you have? I'm trying to get the guys in from the.
I think it was Marquise on the Celtics.
No.
And Marquise was a Piston.
Yeah, sounds about right.
I think.
All right, we can put that on the poll. A, should he have been tossed? Or A, do you think it was malice? Or do you think it was a love tap?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, was it Marquise or Marcus who hit the guy?
We can put that too because nobody knows.
Marquise Morris was.
Nobody knows for sure.
No one knows. They told a funny story on Levitard one time where. One of them took, they wouldn't both study for the math test.
Marcus Morris. It's Marcus.
One would go and take the math test, then he would just go back and take the other math test.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In college or high school, or is this how they'd roll?
High school. Yeah.
Do they go take each other's SAT tests as well?
I don't know about that.
Girlfriends?
I'm not sure about that. I mean, knowing what we know about that corrupt Kansas Jayhawks basketball program now, I'd be surprised if they even took the SAT.
Anything's possible. All right, so what do we put on the poll? Just the Brownies?
Yeah, just the Browns.
All right. You can find that at 99.3 ESPN.
Oh, Rachel Nichols is in Shanghai.
Oh.
Well, they're setting the ESPN said there. I didn't know exactly what's going on.
Let me tell you what's about to happen here. ESPN's headquarters was formerly in Bristol. For about the next 3 weeks, it's going to be in Shanghai. I'm going to tell you that right now.
And I showed Craig a video of this 1 hour ago. The gym in Shanghai, they are painting over the Houston Rockets logo in the gym as we
speak. I mean, they're all in.
Right now.
They're all in on shutting down the NBA.
They got not the Rockets logo. They picture a whole thing of Harden. They're shutting it down. They're painting over everything.
That's something, man.
Yep.
That's something.
Adam Silver says he's trying to walk the fine line here. He's saying, look, we're gonna stick to our values that we allow for free speech for Daryl Morey.
We're gonna apologize
for his comments.
Go over there and be critical of anything in China. Woo! See what happens. See if you can get back in time.
It's gonna be interesting.
Call the
a college football player who just got done serving like a 3-year prison sentence over there for a bar fight that he said he never was a part of.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't have to do justice over there. So the Lakers and the Nets are playing in Shanghai. I think tomorrow. It's Wednesday.
I don't know. It's preseason.
That's
basketball.
The game that China is not going to air.
They're not airing two games.
Adam Silver says he's still going over there tomorrow.
They're not airing that and the.
Is New Orleans, Chicago? Is that one? That's on ESPN at 8:00.
I think
night.
That's from Japan. Not okay, China. Okay. There's one game really? In Japan, yeah, which
that
obviously is.
Well, I know the Lakers
right now,
Nets
good to go.
Is
no,
in China.
That's at the United Center. I'm looking at it right now. Let me see.
Well, that's in America.
It's pretty far from Japan.
It is.
Hang on.
United Center. That's Chicago.
Yeah. All right, while he looks that up,
it's not Japan.
It's time now for a SportsCenter rundown at 7 minutes past the hour. Here's Chris.
All right, Rob Gronkowski has been hired by Fox to be an analyst. He's going to make his debut on Thursday's pregame. Sam Darnold cleared for contact. He's going to start Sunday against the Cowboys. Tonight we got Rays Astros on 99.3 ESPN. Game 4 of the ALDS. Our coverage starts at 6:30. And Gators quarterback Kyle Trask said his sprained knee is progressing along nicely and that it's been getting better every single day.
All right. Good for him.
All right, got it. Here we go. So on Thursday, maybe October 10th, at 6 o'clock in the morning, Toronto and Houston will go at it in Tokyo. At the Saitama Super Arena. That's in Japan.
Right.
7:30 in the morning on Thursday on NBA TV. Both games are on NBA TV. Brooklyn and the Lakers at Mercedes-Benz Arena. Not in Shanghai.
Not in Atlanta.
No. In Shanghai.
Shanghai.
Yep.
All right. There you have it. And you will not be able to watch that game in Shanghai.
No.
China TV or whatever.
Both games on NBA TV.
We can watch it, right?
On NBA TV.
I don't know. Are they allowing our broadcasters
over? Yes, they are.
Oh, is ESPN going to carry it? Is that why Rich
is going to carry it? NBA TV is going to carry it.
Oh, that's right.
But until someone comes by and unplugs it.
here's interesting. 330. C-note. That's me. I'll admit it. I'll admit it when I'm wrong. Brown's power rank was correct last week. 25 years old, and I still let Cleveland break my heart in every sport, every time.
I do want to. I got a problem with six teams, but three that all correlate with one another. I had notes.
So is it three or six?
It's six.
We're going to do that at the 4 o'clock hour today.
We are going to do that today?
Chris's critique, great. Unless you want to save it for tomorrow.
No, I'm cool with doing it today.
All right.
I like that.
And how many problems do you have with Pete?
Not many.
One.
Well, his list is shorter. Mine's three times bigger than his.
Yeah, but right. Boise State, they're almost there anyway.
They're not almost
there. They're 14th.
Pete. They're 14th. They're not ninth.
They should be.
They should not be ninth. They play Hawaii.
Yeah. Hawaii's 4-1. They're tough.
Overrated.
Why is 4-1? It's not your
You're
old.
You're smiling not, when
are,
you say that.
These are not your mother, your grandmother's power rainbow
teams. I play
teams.
In a real conference like the AAC.
Wow.
Hey,
who's good in there?
My boys can just play not UCF.
I know. I'm trying to figure out who's going to win that conference.
Memphis,
the AAC?
Cincinnati.
Yeah. It's up for grabs.
I think Army's a sleeper team. You laugh.
No, I'm not laughing. I mean, I am, but I'm not. All right, so I gotta get something off my chest. This really honks me off. As you know, we spent a lot of time talking about LSU Florida. There's another rivalry game this weekend. Used to be called the Red River Shootout before we got all politically correct with Texas and Oklahoma.
Well, there were some serious crimes going on around this game. I remember hearing one year a guy had his scrotum ripped.
That's
from opposing fans.
That's not good.
I know. Unbelievable stuff.
I'm speechless.
I know.
I'd never heard this.
Crazy.
91st straight year the schools will play.
Here, let me search into this.
Seriously. So anyway, I thought it was because of gun violence or something that they quit calling it the Red River Shootout. Now, everybody in Oklahoma and Texas has a gun. I'm just telling you, that's how it is. But it's the Red River rivalry now, and it's going to take place this weekend. Lincoln Riley has pledged to the media, because he was asked about it, pledged to the media, I guarantee there will be no horns down gestures from our team at Oklahoma against Texas. I think that's ridiculous.
The fact that
this is a rivalry.
The fact that you can't, basically make a gesture like Spider-Man would be shooting a web.
Exactly.
Like this, I'm doing it right now. Look at it, right there.
Yeah,
that's my hand. And then just inverting your hand so that your face. So if you were Spider-Man, it'd be like shooting a web down. You know, your middle finger and your fourth finger down.
Yeah.
Your index finger and pinky up, and your thumb, whatever you want to do. So pretend you're Spider-Man.
Spider-Man reference was brilliant.
And then turn it upside down, and that's supposed to be some. Let's grow up.
I got the story here.
Well, hold on, because I do want to hear. But I believe it's a penalty too if they do it in the game.
Apparently,
the referees will throw a flag, which I think is ridiculous. Back in my day, and back in your day, rivalries meant. You know what a rivalry is? I can't believe I'm about to say something good about Ohio State. Mark the tape. But Nick Bosa boiling for 2.5 years about Baker Mayfield sticking the flag at Ohio State and getting him back. Now, that's a rivalry. And those teams don't even play that often, Oklahoma and Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I had no problem with Baker planting the flag at Ohio State. I thought it was awesome at the time.
I think it's a dangerous precedent to set when you can't do a Spider-Man gesture, basically turn your fingers upside, put it upside down. It's not the middle finger. The middle finger is not even part of the thing.
I know.
Part of the
sun. Can I enlighten you guys maybe a little bit?
No, first of all, we've had to change the name soften it. We can't do horns down now. I mean, this is a rivalry, people. All right, you going to enlighten me from the new millennium?
So this is from 2007. That's when 32-year-old Texas fan Brian Christopher Thomas walked into Henry Hudson's pub on June 17th. That's Double in the H. middle of Oklahoma football country right there. Yeah. He was wearing a Longhorns T-shirt. Quickly became the focus of trash talk from another regular, 53-year-old Alan Michael Beckett. Thomas told police when he decided to leave, he went up to the bar to pay his tab. Beckett, the 53-year-old a-hole who roots for Oklahoma, then grabbed him by the crotch, pulled him to the ground, wouldn't let go, even as other bar patrons tried to break it up. Once the men were separated, Thomas, that's the Texas fan, he looked down and he could see both of his, this is a medical terminology, both of his testicles hanging on the outside of his body.
No.
Make the matter worse, he was wearing white shorts, 60 stitches to close the wound at a nearby emergency room. So that's why.
All right, first of all, don't be a numbnut, which he is now.
Yep.
And go into an Oklahoma bar wearing a burnt orange
Well,
Texas
that's
shirt.
Funny that you say that. You're acting like he's the reason he had his testicles
not a smart move.
No.
Like, I wouldn't wear a Lions gear into the black hole if the Lions are taking on the Raiders. That's just stupid.
I'm just passing it along.
Now, should he have had his scrot ripped off? No.
That is so disturbing.
Let's say scrotum.
So unnecessary.
Medical terminology.
Well, now I'm confused. Did his pants get ripped off if he looked down and saw his boys hanging outside his body?
Yeah, I mean, that's what he looked down and he literally saw the innards of his...
Mm. Yep, get it?
His boys.
I wonder what that looks like. Don't want to know.
Duh.
You can Google it.
Now you know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you're inviting text to come
my screen
this.
Off.
Texters, what do you think that looks like?
Stop it.
239-337.
Don't do it. Don't you do it. Please, I'm begging you. Please. Please. I just had a plum.
Underrated fruit, the plum.
I used to have a plum tree in my backyard in California.
Really?
I just ate them whenever I wanted. It was lovely.
Nice.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
To everybody asking if he got jail time, I didn't find a follow-up story.
What is the jail time for ripping off somebody's scrotum? I mean, it's some sort of assault.
Well, it's assault, yeah. Assault with...
Not with a deadly weapon.
No, we should get a friend, Tyler McComas. He wrote that nice little piece about me a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. We got to get him on,
He does Oklahoma Talk Radio during the day. He said, come on anytime. We should get him on.
Oh, absolutely got him.
Well, tell me the day. I'll reach out to him.
See if he's
young guy too. Really, really good kid.
Well, is he old enough to remember this scrote story from 2007?
Absolutely will.
I mean, one probably does not forget a scrote story.
No.
I mean, good Lord. Wow.
Oh, man.
And did you really say that Oklahoma Ohio State was a bigger rivalry?
No, I didn't say that.
No.
I said no because they don't play the oven, but I said kudos to them. For having a rival group, Baker Mayfield sticking the flag and Nick Bosa carrying that madness all the way to the pro career to last night, that's what I like to see in rivalries, for crying out loud. Not this, we can't offend anybody and do horns down. That's stupid. Can't call it the Red River Shootout anymore, even though we've been calling it that for 85 years. Got to come up with a PC name. That annoys me.
I think it's sad that you just can't go into a bar or whatever establishment in any opposing jury. I mean, let's grow up. I think it's fun. Rivalry's fun.
You can't
bust chops a little bit. You don't have to get nasty.
It'd be cool to buy drinks for each other.
Yes.
But inevitably it always happens.
Not all the time. I just
No, not all the time. You're right.
Why does it happen? What are you trying to prove?
My team's better than your team.
Fine. Okay, fine. So your team's better. Okay, great.
Don't be wearing
Florida State. You're telling me someone from Florida State walks into Clemson this weekend?
Well, that's not really a rivalry.
They're just laughing. You know what I'm saying?
Right. They might get a beer bought for him because it's been such a rough season.
a beer. You might be invited to a suite.
Yeah. The Mighty Quinn texting in. I heard Craig went on a bender this weekend and actually drank three beers.
No.
That's fake news, Mighty Quinn.
False.
Two.
See, Trig, man, this is what I fear, and this is why I've never went to a Miami versus Tampa preseason game at then Pro Players Stadium. Had a Bucks license plate on my car. Had my mirrors both were knocked off of my car. That's why I would never, and I had opportunities to get my license plate or bumper stickers before. I don't, you know, even when I was a kid, when I first got into radio, I never wanted to put bumper stickers on my car because, and they were just sports stuff because you just don't know. You get some nut fan.
Yeah, you know.
Key your car, knock your mirror off like that guy did.
You don't wear the crimson and cream into burnt orange country. You don't do it.
I had a political sticker on my car once. It was defaced.
Terrible idea.
Oh, yeah. No, bad, bad.
Awful idea.
In Los Angeles. Let's go to the phones. Rich in Naples. You're with Sheeman and Shepherd. Hello.
Hey, Rich.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, good. I've been in the car most of the day, but I wanted to pass a statistic along about Baker Mayfield's QBR last night.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that one?
Yeah. Yeah,
if he had spiked every ball into the ground instead of what he did with the ball, he would have had three times higher quarterback rating than he had.
That's because of the two interceptions that he threw. But you're absolutely right. It's a great stat, isn't it?
Hey, it is great. Thanks, guys.
I appreciate it. Yeah, that's when Odell Beckham Jr. has a higher passing rating than you do, it's time to look yourself in the mirror.
I actually thought at the beginning of the game, Freddie Kitchens was calling a pretty good game.
I thought both sides tried to mix it up.
I thought it was great.
The first interception was Baker trying not the right read, and that was a play you get away with in zone coverage in Big 12, but not when Richard Sherman is back there.
And to that, the first red zone trip, I believe, Booger did a great job. One of the few good things I think Booger did last night, where he got the camera angle out and showed you Baker is locking onto a target.
Yeah.
He's not moving the safeties with his eyes. Mm-hmm. He's locking onto one side of the field, and he's not moving off of that field. But I also love the play calls where they were motioning Odell Beckham into the backfield, running that little sweep with him, and then they come back with the counter and send Chubb right up the middle. And that was that the biggest play of the night for the Browns? The Nick Chubb run up the middle?
The 37 yards.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up. I thought Booger was his best game ever.
It was.
I didn't hate him last night.
No, it's like he did a completely different style of analyzing a game last night. I meant to mention that on the show today. I'm glad you mentioned that. I thought Booger McFarland had a really good game. I think he's been working on it behind the scenes and figuring out what's and reading a lot of the social media. He didn't have any of his overly obvious stuff, and I think he really did break down some games. I thought it was a big step forward for Booger in the booth.
Plus, you get a lot of good people there between ESPN, SEC, and ACC networks, I'm sure, that have reached out to him and maybe coached him, tutored him somewhat. So, yeah.
Something clearly has been going on behind the scenes because it was a completely different job by him last night.
Here's some other great numbers for you if you're a Baker Mayfield fan. Went 2-for-6 targeting Odell Beckham last night. One was dropped. Mayfield now 4-of-13. Think about this. 4-of-13 targeting Beckham over the last two games. You know why? Because you're looking right at him the whole time. Antonio Callaway again makes his season debut after that four-game suspension. Mayfield went 0-for-3 with two picks targeting him and now has seven picks targeting him over the last 2 years, his most to any target. You know why? Because you're looking right at him.
Well, if Booger McFarland can improve his game over 5 weeks, Baker Mayfield needs to incorporate that into his game and look around and look off of safety once in a while.
Mayfield went 0-for-4. Oh, by the way, Mayfield went 1-of-4 with an interception in the red zone, including 0-for-2 with a pick and goal-to-go situations. He's now 2-of-14. 14%. Two touchdowns, two picks, and goal-to-go situations. Second worst completion percentage in NFL, Josh Rosen, 0-for-3.
It actually got worse last night. Yeah. It was 25% at the beginning of the game.
Mayfield went 0-for-4 out of the pocket Monday and now has completed 22% of those passes this season, 32nd. That's last in the NFL. And he went 1-for-6 with a pick when under duress Monday. Now has completed 33% of those passes with no touchdowns and two picks. And a streak of 17 straight games with a passing touchdown was snapped on Monday, the longest active streak in the NFL entering the day. The Browns have now lost two games by at least 28 points this year. Their two biggest losses of the last four seasons. That includes 2016 and 17. They went a combined 1-31.
Let's go to the phones.
Those teams were better.
239-3370 ESPN.
I know.
Greg wants to talk Browns and fantasy football for Chris. Greg, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, guys, talk about a bummer of a weekend. Huh. I've got Phillip Rivers and Mayfield as my two quarterbacks. So I get two points out of Rivers. Now, I've also got McCaffrey and Michael Thomas, who gave me 90 points between them, and I still couldn't win for the weekend.
Got to get those quarterback points there.
Yeah, I hear you. as far as being a Browns fan, the good thing about Monday Night Football is I can be in bed by 9:30.
Yeah,
I missed it. Now, and also, Freddie Kitchens, the only reason he is not winning yet, one, if you'll watch him, he's the only coach in the NFL that doesn't cover his face with his laminated play sheet. And somebody told him all he had to do was wear a hoodie as an NFL coach and he'd take it to the Super Bowl.
I like that.
They got to straighten him out.
Thank you, Greg. I appreciate that. So people are reading his lips because he's calling in the play, and Baker's not looking off receivers. Put those two together, people know where the ball's going.
That's it.
All right.
That's exactly it.
All right. Hey, coming up, we got...
It's like when baseball players talk into their glove.
Yeah. Right.
I don't get it.
What do you get?
This is the process that would have to happen. You'd have to have either somebody in the bullpen where the TVs are going or whatever. They don't have it anymore. Or say upstairs. Say the general manager's upstairs, whatever team, is looking at the monitor. Pretend the glove isn't there. It has to be a major lip reader. Unless you're looking for slider, curveball.
Yeah.
This, that, I mean.
They can see that from the dugout. Hey, we're going to throw them high and inside. You can read lips.
They can't see that from the dugout. Do you know
sure
how far away that is?
It's about 90 feet.
Go to the Coliseum. It's about 190 feet.
Depends what stadium you're in.
That's
some are further away.
No.
Just do hand signals. I mean, they come out there, and I mean, it's not like, my favorite is when they all come out there, all the infielders, you know, five of them. Oh, let's have a conference. And then
I'm
just
glad I'm not a catcher because I don't want to paint my nails. It looks feminine.
A lot of it's tape.
As an outfielder, I always resented the mound visit where everybody got together.
You get left out in the outfield.
And then you're out in the outfield.
Like me, yeah.
And then the three out.
The manager whistles. To you. I can't whistle.
Well, and then
move, left,
then
left.
Then the outfielders inevitably, we put together our own little center field huddle where nothing
no.
gets discussed.
No, it's just about what movie you're going to go see the next time you're off there.
I always hated that.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Feel left out.
Don't be left out. All right. Don't forget, you can go to our website, 993ESPN.com, and check out my CNotes NFL Power Rankings 1 through 32, or 32 through 1, actually.
Laugh
at
them.
Laugh at them. They're spot on. Chris will pretend to be a contrarian and pick them apart later on in the show. Pete Shepard's real college football top 10 is up there as well.
I want everybody to know that the 49ers dropped 19 spots during their bye week. And just keep that in mind when looking at the Lions in their bye week.
Red Alert coming up next. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN. This is a good tune leading into Red Alert.
You like that?
A little siren.
You like that?
Emergency.
Yeah.
Urgency.
I thought of that on the way into work today.
Who is it?
Lil Wayne.
That's Lil Wayne, Pete, not Little Wayne.
I know Lil Wayne.
Perhaps you will some of his lyrics on Master Pete Theater someday.
Sure, won't be today, but yes, in the future. We had a great Master Pete Theater coming up in a little bit.
All right. So that's coming up. Chance to win $1,000.
It's called Fireman.
The Sheeman Shepherd cash grab. Fireman it is. Right now is a segment that we just stumbled into a couple weeks ago, and we liked it so much. We're doing it forever. It's called Red Alert. We fire all the sirens, I think we're ready to go. This is where we put people and teams on blast. Let's do it. Fire it up. Pete Shepherd, Red Alert.
An obvious one, Cleveland Browns. You folks are going to be 2-5, as predicted by me a couple of months ago when I saw that schedule. You will not recover. You will not make the playoffs, even though I picked you to make the playoffs. I don't believe it will happen. I think you got you're in serious, serious trouble. Serious trouble between your coach and your quarterback. You just ain't as good as you think you are, and you were playing better with lesser talent last year at this time. Fact!
Overrated. Red Alert! Daryl Morey! And the emphasis is on red! His pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong not sitting well in China. Tillman Fertitta, his owner, is backing him for now. Adam Silver's watching money flow onto the NBA. Somebody's going to be a fall guy. Daryl Morey, red alert!
Oh, it's becoming a running theme on this segment. Michigan's offense, that was pathetic.
Yes.
Terrible against Iowa. 10 points? Are you bleeping me? That's embarrassing. You know what, Michigan fans? Enjoy your win Saturday against Illinois because it's the last one of the season that you're getting.
They got Penn State after that.
Harbaugh says it's coming together.
Trap game at Illinois.
No way. He'll get fired if they lose that one.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Another easy one. Washington Redskins, you are disgraced to not only the D.C. area, the National Football League, the United States of America, North America. You are a disgrace to this planet. And you, yes, you, Daniel Snyder, are the head buffoon that should sell the team. How somebody can run an organization like you and still be a billionaire? How did you earn your money by being this stupid? You, my friend, are on red alert big time, you idiot.
Forget about the Washington Redskins. Dan Quinn, Dirk Cutter, Mike Mularkey, Raheem Morris, and the rest of the Atlanta Falcons staff, you're next. You're on red alert. Arthur Blank not getting a return on investment for his high price roster. Red alert to the Falcons.
That was my next one, so good job, Greg. I agree with you right there. So I'll just go to another NFL team. The Cincinnati Bungles, 0-5. Your next five are against the Ravens, Jags, Rams, Ravens, and Raiders. 0-10, you're looking at it square in the face.
Mike Tomlin, and the reason why you are on red alert is because there are big-time rumors out there that the one buffoon of the planet, Daniel Snyder, is going to throw big bucks at you and try to remove you and recruit you to the Steelers. Don't do it! Red alert, Mike Tomlin!
As long as we're talking about football coaches, Stephen and Jerry Jones both said Jason Garrett absolutely not on the hot seat.
What?
Jason Garrett, you are on the hot seat. Red alert.
Oh, I'm going to go for a sneaky play right here. LSU, you are on red alert. You have not faced a defense like the one you're going to face on Saturday. Florida's going to go into LSU. They thrive off of the turnover. Joe Burrow has not faced a secondary like this all year. Let's see if you can throw the ball around the yard when you actually play against guys that will be playing on Sundays.
All right.
Miami Hurricanes, you are a disgrace to me, the ACC, and the world of college football. That was one of the most disgusting, pathetic efforts I have seen by one Division I team in a long, long time. You still came back and tied the game incredibly, thanks to Cozy Perry. What a cluster bleep is going on in Miami. I don't know what's going on. Diaz, please, you're working with the defense all week. Get it together. Please try to come up with something against Virginia on Friday night. My God, that was a hideous performance. I've never seen anything like it. How do you turn the ball over five straight times?
Red alert, Jalen Rose, who after seeing the Los Angeles Lakers play the Golden State Warriors in one preseason game, says the Lakers are going to win it all this year. Jalen Rose, stay off the weed. Red alert.
This is as sincere of a red alert as I can throw out there. The Miami Dolphins. You're facing the Redskins on Sunday. Please don't win that football game. Seriously, this whole tank for Tua thing, it can go down the toilet with a solid performance on Sunday. I say let's bring Ryan Fitzpatrick back in. Let's see what the guy can do, if he can throw a few turnovers here. I'm going to put the Miami Dolphins on red alert because they might win a game.
Not being shown locally on TV, by the way. CBS 1 o'clock is showing New Orleans at Jacksonville. At least that's what it says right now.
Wow.
Just telling you.
Red alert.
I got one game I'm excited for all year, and you black it out?
I said this is the most important game of the year for the Dolphins. Yeah. Why are we not able to see it this year?
Because it's not the better game, and CBS did the right thing down here. They had originally had Washington hosting the Patriots until last Friday, and then they switched it, rightly so, to Pittsburgh and Baltimore, which was, you know, the better game.
Oh, gosh.
But right now, what it says, Jacksonville hosting New Orleans at 1 o'clock on CBS.
All right.
Locally down here. UCF, you are on red alert, not because so much of the Cincinnati Bearcats lost.
A little late for that one.
But still, you're now in your division in the East, you're behind Temple, you're behind Cincinnati. But then, moments ago, you scheduled another home game.
Oh, this should be big.
Not with Florida. Not with, you know, any sort of decent, not even a Bowling Green. Who do you schedule? An FCS team? Florida A&M for 2020? Oh. That's what you give me? That's what you give your fans? A cupcake? Florida A&M.
Beat them by 50 this year.
Red alert.
Wow. You should have teased that and said Central Florida was going to play A&M, and then I would have been hooked. Wrong one. Red alert, all offensive tackles who have to face Nick Bosa the rest of the season. He is healthy, and he is unstoppable after what I saw last night on Monday Night Football. Red alert.
Yeah, it was pretty good. No doubt about that one. Man, I got so many more on my list. Where do I go right now? All right, I'm going to go to Dak Prescott. Okay, great. You look really good against awful football teams, but when you play real teams, you haven't scored a meaningful touchdown in the last 2 weeks, and you're going to look fine on Sunday. And we're going to have to come back in here on Monday and talk about, oh, is Dak really this guy? You're playing the Jets.
Yeah.
It's the Jets. Yeah. They're awful. Dak Prescott, red alert.
Red alert!
First time in the history of this segment, we go baseball. L.A. Dodgers, you are on red alert. Uh-oh. Is it possible that the Nationals, with Strasburg on the mound tomorrow night at 8:37 on TBS? I think we're carrying that game, too, are we not?
We are.
My goodness, this would be 3 years in a row. At least the other two, you got knocked out in the World Series. But, my God, that talented Dodger team on the precipice of not making it out of the divisional round. Red alert, L.A. Dodgers. That's my last one.
My last red alert goes to Dave Peterson. Who's Dave Peterson, you ask?
I don't know, Craig.
He's an old, rich alumni of Penn State. He and his wife penned a letter to safety Jonathan Sutherland over the weekend. Quote, though the athletes of my day are certainly, or of today, are more superior than those in my day, we miss the clean-cut young men and women from those days. Watching the Idaho game on TV, we couldn't help but notice your awful hair. Didn't like the dreadlocks. Surely there must be mirrors in the locker room. Don't you have parents or a girlfriend who've told you that those shoulder-length dreadlocks look disgusting and are certainly not attractive, quote-unquote? Hey, racist Dave Peterson, relax on the requests on the hairstyles. Your school has just cleared the air from the Jerry Sandusky era. I would just not pen any more letters. Save yourself a stamp.
All right, I only got three more, so I'll just run through them real quick. All right, Michigan State, you play Wisconsin on Saturday. They've shut out three opponents through five games this year. When they face Big Ten opponents, they're only allowing 14.5 points per game. You don't exactly have an explosive offense to begin with. You go up against a great defense like Wisconsin. I'm putting Michigan State on red alert.
All right.
All right, I have another red alert real quick.
Oh, go for it.
Correction, Philly Kevin is right, because when I checked my Xfinity this morning, the Dolphins are still blacked out, because that game would be on Fox, the Dolphins are the home team. But they're showing Philly and the Vikings.
Boo.
That's what they're showing.
Philly
Kevin's and the 4 o'clock game on CBS is the Jets hosting Dallas. That's what you get for the locally if you don't have the whatever. But, yes, right. So Philly Vikings is at 1 o'clock. Red alert.
Red alert!
Florida State!
Uh-oh.
You were on the list last week. You're on the list for the same reason this week. Clemson has had 2 weeks to stew on a one-point victory against the Tar Heels. Wow. They are going to take it out on you. If you're planning on going to that game, Seminoles fans, I would save your money.
Their punter is in the transfer portal. That's how bad it is.
It's always tough when you lose a punter to the transfer portal. My last team on red alert, the Los Angeles Rams. You have already lost divisional games against Seattle. You take on the Niners on Sunday. You lose that game, you can kiss your chances at winning the NFC West goodbye. Los Angeles Rams, last team on my red alert list.
All right, there you go. We love it.
Nice.
That's what we do every Tuesday, red alert. I'm surprised Philly Kevin texted in, because I remember he texted in last week. He didn't like the alarms and the sound effects scared him. And he didn't like it, so we fired him. There you go, one more.
What, that right there? He didn't like that, huh?
One more for the road. All right, coming up 1 hour from now, don't forget we got...
You guys went basketball and baseball. You're opening up a whole new world to me.
It's unbelievable.
Hey, attention, Southwest Florida. Yeah. This is a sports talk show, believe it or not. We do cover them once in a while.
Donnie actually texted in at the 2 o'clock hour. Good job staying on topic today. Can't wait for the 5 o'clock hour when you get off topic.
It'll fall apart.
Yeah. All right. 1 hour from now, Wikipedia will stump Pete Shepard. Random sports trivia today. But coming up next, it's Master Pete Theater.
Oh, it's a great one.
Where middle-aged white guy Pete Shepard reads rap lyrics. Stay with us, and at the top of the hour, your chance to win $1,000 with the Sheba to Shepard cash grab. Right here on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Don't forget, top of the hour, a chance for you to win $1,000 with the Sheeman and Shepard cash grabs. Very easy. We will float back into talk from last night's Monday night football game with the Browns and the 49ers. Niners now undefeated. Later on next hour, Chris will critique my C-note power rankings for the NFL. All NFL teams that do that each week. And then Pete also does his college football real top 10. And Chris likes to be contrarian and rip on our well-thought-out ideas of who should be ranked where. So that'll be coming up later. But you can see those polls.
Some of them are well-thought-out.
On our
Others,
website.
You could tell, whatever. Throw this team here.
Never have done a whatever.
No big deal.
Never.
Yeah, I know that team was on by. I'm going to drop them 27 places.
You can. That did not happen, by the way. You can find them on our website at 99.3ESPN.com. Looking forward to that coming up next hour. All right, Pete Shepard, the floor is yours as a tradition like no other on Tuesday afternoons at about 10 till 4 o'clock. We have Master Pete Theater, where you read, theatrically I might add,
yes,
rap lyrics.
Thespian Pete, yes. And today,
yes, you're a thespian.
Today, rendition shall be from the classic, from Salt and Pepper.
Ooh.
Two Salt and Pepper songs, right?
Push It, yes.
Push
yes.
It.
Push It.
Nice.
And now, another Master Pete Theater reading.
Push It.
Just a bowel movement or what?
Push It. There'd be no commentary from the
Turn my mic off.
Ooh. Baby, baby. Baby, baby, oh, baby, baby, baby. Get up on this, ow, baby. Salt and Pepper's here. Now, wait a minute, y'all. This dance ain't for everybody, only the sexy people. So all you fly mothers, get out there and dance. Dance, I said. Salt and Pepper's here, and we're in effect. Want you to push it, babe. Cooling by day, then at night, working up a sweat. Come on, girls. Let's go show the guys that we know how to become number one in a hot party show now. Push it. Push it. Push it good. Push it. Push it real good.
Jesus.
Push it real good. Hey, ow. Push it.
Hey,
oh, baby, baby. Baby, baby, oh, baby, 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 baby. Push it good. Push it real good. Push it. Yo, 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 baby pop. Yeah, you. Come here. Give me a kiss. Better make it fast, or else I'm going to get pissed. Can't you hear the music's pumping hard? Like, I wish you would. Now, push it. Push it good. Push it real good. Get up on this, boy.
Get up on
you that. Really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Push it. Push it. Push it. The end.
I think that was my favorite one. Master Pete Theater, where Pete reads rap lyrics theatrically.
Doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Hit you in the feels is what it does.
It does, yeah.
Hit you in the feels?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dude, I'm still crossing my legs over that scrotum story you did about the Red River shootout back in the day.
Driveway Social Club 2 says, I just had Coke come out my nose laughing.
Well, anything else on the Coke? You know.
239 says that was your best one yet.
Yeah, I agree.
And 6'3" wants to know what he came back to.
Yeah. Masterpiece Theater. Sweeping Southwest Florida and the nation. Right,
that's all good.
When's MTV going to call me?
Are they still on the
air? Well, they don't do music videos anymore.
Oh, that's so right. They haven't done that since like 1982. Yeah,
you'd have to be a reality TV star to go on MTV. Maybe VH1.
True. All right. Nicely done. Coming up, your chance to win $1,000 with a Sheeman & Shepherd cash grab. We'll give you a magic word. You text it into the number 45911. All the details will be forthcoming. Actual sports coming up, too. We want to throw some of that in case you... fell asleep during the Monday Night Football game last night. And Chris's critiques of our C-Notes NFL ranking, power rankings, and also Pete Shepard's top 10 for college football.
Ain't a redundant contest rules guy. Just tuned in. My kids looked at me funny when they heard Pete say, push it real good. Time for a father-son conversation.
And Mad Duck in Naples says he has to take a cold shower now.
Sheeman & Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.